At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
All right, my friends, we are halfway home on a Monday. Bennett Woods, 97.3, The Fan. Good to be here with all of you. Looking forward to a week with family. See some friends along the way. And be together for a couple more shows after this one. And then, you know, part, get a little R&R, come back, finish the year strong. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindl, executive producer of the program. And Ben Higgins is your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. He joins us as well.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a fear I've had for a while, ever since your kids started.
I didn't even say what
sports.
I did yet.
I don't care. I already can imagine in my mind.
You think the worst
I'm
of me.
I'm kind of with Ben. Like, we knew this day was coming.
Nothing happened. What do you mean? That no day has
nothing
come.
Nothing happened. You wouldn't be talking about it.
Well, no day has come.
All right. Tell us what happened.
So I told you guys Friday night, my son, Bo, plays flag football, FNL, Friday Night Lights. Awesome. Awesome time. Just loves it so much. Has such a good team, and they made the playoffs. So we had a doubleheader, and we took on a team, the Colorado Buffaloes first, and really good game. We won that game. Bo is usually the backup quarterback, but the starting quarterback and his dad, the head coach, are out of town. The other offensive coordinator, also out of town. And so I've been demoted several times. They said, hey, you have the place. I'm like, oh, fantastic. Now you need me back. Well, I opened game one with the pump fake touchdown. Second play, pump fake, touchdown. We're up. We're rolling. Gave up some points defensively, but we ended up winning that game. So it was awesome. I was really excited. Bo had a monster game, just had so much fun doing it, slinging it, was really brimming with confidence. And then the team we were going to play in the second game, they're elite. I watched the game before. They're great. The whole team full of athletes. They're studs. They're fast. They can throw. Quarterback goes on the run, throws across his body. I mean, these are seven-year-olds, eight-year-olds. They're really, really good. And so I knew we had our work cut out for us. And they had a huge sideline of parents. And we had a good-sized sideline of parents. But remember, we're missing two kids. And so we get the ball first. Bo drops back. Touchdown. Conversion. 7-0. They rip off a 50-yard run. 7-7. We get the ball back. Touchdown. We're up 14-7. They big, long run back. They miss the conversion. We're up one. And we're battling it out. They're making stops. We're making stops. So we're backed up to a kind of our own goal around the goal line. Bo drops back. He rolls out. He gets his flag pulled, guts the ball go. And the referee, we had one referee for the second game, signals safety. And I go, no, no, he was in front of the goal line. He was in front. And he goes, no, no, he got him in the end zone. I go, all right. And I didn't pitch a fit at all. I go, okay.
It's no video replay.
No video replay. They're seven. So there was another referee that was standing behind us, and he wasn't reffing the game, but he said, ref, I saw it. It was on the one. I saw that. And the ref got mad. He goes, you're not reffing this game. I am. And I go, he just said he saw it. We all saw it on the one. You're the only one. And that's when things went haywire. So I didn't even care. I knew he wasn't going to reverse the call and be, oh, you're right, some guy that was standing over there also with a referee shirt on.
And I can see why the referee doesn't want people chiming in.
Usurp his power, right?
I saw that. Like, that's worse than the parent just yelling at you is another ref going, yeah, I have no skin in the game, but you blew that one, right. And I saw it, you might want to change your call. I get that. Okay.
So I swear, I didn't even get mad. I just was like, all right. I mean, we live to play another down. But as I'm walking off the field, their sideline of parents is screaming at the referee. And I mean screaming at the referee. They are up. They are out of their chairs. They are screaming at the referee. He's already made the call. Safety. Your ball. So as I'm walking off the field, I looked over and I go, you got the call. Relax. And that's all I said. Quote, I didn't call any names. I didn't even really yell. I go, you got the call. Relax. And I walked off the field. This mom hits me with, not one, not two, three. Excuse me? Excuse me? Excuse me? And I didn't say one word. I didn't even turn around and look. I just kept walking to the sideline.
Say it one more time.
Excuse me?
That's like five or six syllables?
Hit me with it three times. So I walk off the field, and then one of the dads, whoever you are, you and I should get a beer because you made me laugh my ass off. He hit me with the, settle down, Belichick, and I lost my mind laughing. I'm not mad. It's a seven-year-old football game. I'm not going to get mad about this. So then I'm standing there, and I just keep glancing down, and they're pissed. They are pissed because I told her to relax.
So hang on. I think that that's the issue here. Because for some people, you could call them the nastiest
name,
dirtiest thing, and they'll like, eh, whatever. If you tell them to relax, they will lose their mind.
Yeah, I saw it.
Relax can be interpreted as one of the greatest insults of all time. You tell someone to relax, they will lose their minds.
Tell your wife to relax next time she gets upset. See how that goes. Now, I should have known better. But here's what I cannot abide. Don't scream at the referees, okay? Don't scream at the ref. If I'm the coach and I'm not screaming at the referee, no one needs your input. He's calling the game. Let the ref call the game. Let the kids play the game. And most importantly, let the coaches coach the game. Parents, you're ruining youth sports for your children. Just so you know, your big mouths are ruining youth sports. It's not the coaches that are with this desire to win. It's not that. It's you. Look in the mirror. You're ruining it. Sit your ass down. You do not need to be yelling at the referees. Okay?
That ain't a 7 or 8-year-old thing. That's going to happen in Little League. 100%. That's going to happen in high school.
No question. And listen, when you get to high school, there may be something on the line here. There may be a little bit more on the line than a 7-year-old's football game to win a corny little ring. You don't need to yell at referees. You don't need to yell at umpires. And I'll tell you right now, the things that you guys are worried about with me, it's never going to be with a referee or an umpire, ever. You're never going to see me chew out a 14-year-old kid that's making $6 an hour that blows balls and strikes. You will see me fight a parent at some point from an opposing team for having zero feel. You have no feel, lady, for this game. No feel. Your job is to be there to support and cheer for your kids.
Now,
I think
if you had said that, you have no feel for this game, lady. Your job is to support the kids and the parents. She might have actually calmed down.
But when you said relax,
that is a word.
No chance. Ben, no chance.
Because you're inherently talking to someone who's fired up about something that you disagree they should be fired up about. But they are passionate about whatever it is.
Dude.
And when you say relax, there's just no other response to relax other than
down.
That person losing their mind. Calm down and relax are the same thing in this case.
Like, the best thing
is you're going to cause anybody to lose their mind when you say relax. That's going to escalate the situation.
You're screaming at a referee, by the way, who gave your team the incorrect call. You're screaming at the guy that gave you the call.
I'm not saying you're in the wrong. I am saying that the word relax has never had that intended effect.
Well, right.
Have you ever told someone to relax and they have immediately, the tension leaves their body and they, you're right, okay, I'm going to relax. No, it makes them more tense. The word relax always makes the person you're saying it to insanely more in, you know, just mad or whatever they're doing.
Yeah, it got her. Whatever it did, it got under her skin pretty good. Because again, she hit me, Paulie, three times. It was a bam, bam, bam. And I didn't engage. I just walked away, bro. I just walked away.
Excuse me is a confusing thing to respond to.
No, you heard me.
You were probably, excuse me, what? Huh? What?
You're lucky. You're lucky I didn't call you what I wanted to call you. Because that wouldn't have gone over. That's what ends me up, gets me in trouble. If I had called you the word that I wanted to call you, that's when I get in a fist fight. But I just said, relax. You're screaming at a referee who gave you the correct call. Pipe down, watch the game.
Down, there's another one.
And zip your lip.
Say, easy, Karen.
Chris in the chat says, relax and don't worry about it are worse than the C word in my house.
Weird. That's the word I was going to say.
Speaking of.
So anyway, we end up losing that game. The safety call was pivotal. Pivotal. We went from having
down one to down one.
Yeah, yeah, we went up one to down one, and they got the ball back. It was a massive call, but I'm not going to flip out because it's a 7-year-old's game. Valiant effort by our squad. They ripped off a couple long runs, picked off Bo late in the game after just throwing up a prayer. He's devastated, and you know he played his absolute heart. He threw like 7-8 touchdowns. I mean, he was unbelievable. I was so proud of him, so proud of the team's effort. And so game ends. Bring all my guys together. Hey, what's the name? Georgia Southern. I can't remember what's the mascot of Georgia Southern?
No one knows Georgia Southern's mascot.
I can't remember. But let's say it's like dogs or
Jesse
something.
Jesse Agler probably knows. That's about it.
And Georgia. So I bring the guys in.
Eagles.
So I bring the guys in. I go, all right, hey, listen, really loud. Really loud. Eagles on 3, 1, 2, 3. Eagles, we do. And I always tell them, hey, shake hands like a gentleman. Shake hands like a gentleman. Because you'll get kids going through there going, bad game, bad game, bad game. You're like, hey, knucklehead. So they all came in. So I get to the end of the coach's line. Two coaches, the offensive, defensive guy, and I dapped him up. And the guy said, that was the toughest game we played all year. You guys were awesome. This your son? Yep. He was amazing. I go, your kids are beyond studs. This team is incredible. What a fight that was. Gave us a run for our money. Like, that was amazing. Guy goes, by the way, are you Woods? And I go, oh, no, 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 no. I start dying laughing. I go, yeah. And I go, hey, listen, I'm sorry I barked at that lady. I said, but I cannot handle people screaming at these refs. I just can't. And he goes, dude, it's all good, man. We're having fun out here. And I said, all good, man. You guys were awesome. And then we parted. And nothing happened. Nobody met anybody in the parking lot or anything like that. But I'm telling you, parents out there, bite your tongue, especially like cheer for your kids and cheer against my team as loud as you want. Like root for us to fail. Because when you throw an incomplete pass, I'm like, good, let's go. Let's get the next one. Hell yeah. I'm rooting for your team to lose. That's okay. That's sports. Stop yelling at officials. Stop yelling at little kid umpires. Stop yelling at basketball referees. You're blowing it for your kids. You're blowing it. My wife sits, doesn't say a word. I sit. When Bo's coming up and playing baseball, I'm like, hey, bud, you know, swing hard or whatever. Like, I probably shouldn't even do that. I probably should just sit and watch.
Hey, keep your eye on the ball.
Yeah, yeah. Get your elbow up. No, I don't. I mean, I'm just like, hey, bud, swing hard. Have fun, right? But parents out there rooting for your kids, just use this as a PSA. Stop yelling at officials, okay? You don't need to be walking towards the field. Which she was. She was out of her chair and walking towards the field, finger pointing about a call that they got right. Smarten up.
Or at least they got on their, it went, well, it went on their
went
side.
Toward their, yes, side. Like, you're blowing this for your children, okay? And you're making an ass out of yourself. And it's when those guys hit me at the end of, hey, are you Woodsy? I'm like, ah. And it was a good lesson for me. Like, hey, man, I did mind my P's and Q's, but I got to continue to mind my P's and Q's when I'm out there. But it was charged up, man. It was heated. It was fun. Really competitive. Like, guys played their butts off. Now they'll play one more game for third place, which they're fired up. But Bo was so upset on the field. And then 10 seconds later, we're in the car, and he, like, gives me a big hug. And he's like, I'm sorry I threw that interception. I go, I do not care. I could not care less. I go, in about an hour, I'm going to get the texts from our buddy Mark that films the games. I go, Bo, I'm going to have about 20 highlights of you making ridiculous throws that no 7-year-old should make. You have nothing to be ashamed about. I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for you. And that's how it should be. I really feel like I didn't do anything wrong here at all. I mean, I told somebody to relax, but
Which is wrong.
I think I've excised
that word from my vocabulary. I don't use the curse words, and I don't use the R word either. Relax. I learned that a long time ago. See, I don't do that anymore. Mm. It never ends well. It never ends well.
So anyway,
we were talking about how it continues through all stages of youth sports, even up into high school. And you mentioned the high school, it could have some,
sure,
a little bit more on the line with these calls. Did you see the comment from Andy in our YouTube channel?
No.
Took a perfect game into the 7th inning once in high school. And the parents wore out the umpire so bad, he walked off the field and canceled the game.
As he should have.
I'll never forget that
game.
As
he absolutely 100% should have. And I have, like, again, if I'm going to take the time, we don't get paid to coach. It's all for love of the game and for love of teaching kids the game. If I'm going to take the time to do it and I want to go have a conversation with the umpire between innings, put my arm around him and go, hey, where'd you have that? And he says, I had it down and away. All right, cool. He loves to throw that pitch. I'll tell him to try to get it up, get it in, whatever. That's a different story. I'm not saying you can't talk to umpires. But if you're in the stands as a spectator, spectate. If you want to coach so you can yell at umpires, I highly recommend you to sign up for coaching. You're not going to be coach long, but I highly recommend that you go be a coach yourself, because that lady was out of pocket. She's out of pocket, you know, and especially the call went in your favor. So that's a real good time to pipe down.
A lot of pressure in the last game of the season.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was a blast. I had so
much
fun.
I'm glad
you
had a good time, though.
It was.
You're a good coach. You did a good thing.
Thank you.
I
appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. We need to take a timeout. When we come back, our first game of the week. If you'd like to play a little take on Woods, 833-288-0973. Get online now. You can be our contestant. Qualify to win our grand prize trip to Las Vegas to see Sammy Hagar. 833-288-0973. Get to our game coming up next here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, listen, you got to calm down sometimes after a big game, and I don't really drink alcohol much anymore. I calm down with my Eco Water. That's a true story. I have a jug of Eco Water with me really everywhere I go. It's because it's the best, healthiest water that I can put in my body and for my children and my wife, our family, our pets. Eco Water, it's the only water that I will drink, truly. And it bums me out when I go somewhere and they don't have Eco Water. So I love that we have it here at work. We've got it in our home. We got it at the office. They have the latest, most advanced technology and water treatment for your family and business. Not just the first in the industry, the most advanced today. Technology that will let you even check your system from your phone, alert you if there's a problem, keeps your water safe 24/7. Been doing this since 1925. They patented the first self-regenerating water softener. Now, nearly a century later, they're still leading the way. And listen, that hard water that you have in your home, wreaking havoc on your plumbing, your appliances, and your water heater. If you ignore it, maybe looking down the barrel of a whole home repipe, $24,000-ish. That's why we went with EcoWater SoCal. And again, it's better water for everything you use it for. Try the Soft Life and Alkaline Water now, just $9.95 a month, 760-350-3338. Or go to EcoWaterSoCal.com. Let them know Woodsy sent you. Not everything in life should be hard, especially your water. Keeping it soft since 1925.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Talk a little college football coming up here at the bottom of the hour. Another impressive defensive performance by the San Diego State Aztecs on Saturday night against San Jose State, and they have set themselves up a chance to clinch everything this Friday against New Mexico. We'll talk about that coming up. First, though, it is time for our first game of the week. We got some contestants online. Let's play a little Take on Woods. Take on Woods brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you. Let's go to the top of the board. Looks like we've got James. James, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. You are a contestant today for Take on Woods. Five questions of musical trivia. If you beat or tie Woods, you will qualify for our grand prize trip for two to see Sammy Hagar in Las Vegas. Two tickets to the March 20th residency show. Two nights stay at the Park MGM and a $100 gas card. Sammy Hagar returning to Vegas for his Best of All Worlds residency from March 11th to the 21st and then again September 18th to the 26th at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. To give you the advantage, Woods is in the dark. He's left the studio. You get to pick the category. Here are your choices, James. Bye Bye Bye, blank by blank. Those are song titles and artists. Guns A-Blazing, five song titles and artists, including the word gun or guns. And our new category, all 2 second songs, A Bundle of Joy, song titles and artists that include joy somewhere in the name. So Bye Bye Bye, Guns A-Blazing, or A Bundle of Joy. James, what would you like to play?
Let's go Bye and Bye.
Bye, bye, bye. All right, this one's been sitting there for a while. This is not an NSYNC category. This is a category with five song titles and artists who all share the same second word. Bye, B-Y. So blank, bye, blank. We'll have 60 seconds to answer as many of the five as you can. First question is our 2 second song. You'll need to identify both the song title and the artist. And if you don't know one, say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time at the end. James, are you ready to play?
Let's go.
All right. The category is Bye Bye Bye. Don't get discouraged. I think this is a tougher one. We'll see how it goes. 60 seconds on the clock. James, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
Pat.
Bruce Springsteen actually wrote which song that became a number one hit for Manfred Mann's Earth Band in 1973? Which 2000 song became a breakout hit for alt band Lifehouse on their debut album? Queen Latifah mentored which New Jersey hip-hop trio in the late 80s, leading to their breakout hit OPP? All right, I keep on hoping you'll remember the name of which debut hit in the year 2000 for the band Dance. That's without an A.
OPP was, that was Naughty by Nature.
That is correct. Go back to our 2 second song at least. Let's try that one.
Go to the last one.
I keep on hoping you'll remember. What did he say? Did he get it? I didn't hear it. James, what did you say?
No, I didn't get it.
Didn't get it. All right, you got the one. Don't know that it'll be enough. Tough category, though. The song was Paradise by the Dashboard Light by Meatloaf, Blinded by the Light by Bruce Springsteen and Manfred Mann, Hanging by a Moment by Lifehouse, You Got Naughty by Nature, and Cake by the Ocean is Dance. Woods is not going to get all of these, I don't think. He's been good this month, though, I will say. Woods has been very good this month. tough category today. James's score is locked in. Let's put 60 seconds back on the clock. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on James.
Pass.
Bruce Springsteen actually wrote the lyrics for which song that became a number one hit for Manfred Mann's Earth Band in 1973?
Pass.
Which 2000 song became a breakout hit for alt band Lifehouse on their debut album?
Hanging by a Moment?
Correct. Queen Latifah mentored which New Jersey hip-hop trio in the late 80s, leading to their breakout hit OPP?
Naughty by Nature.
Correct. I keep on hoping you'll remember the name of which debut hit in the year 2000 for the band Dance. That's without an A.
Pass.
Go back to our 2-second song.
What is the category?
It's a tough one.
Pass.
Bruce Springsteen actually wrote which song that became a number one hit for Manfred?
Blinded by the Light.
Correct. Go back to I Keep on Hoping You'll Remember the Name of Which Debut Hit in the Year 2000 for the band Dance. That's without an A.
By My Taint.
No. And then the 2-second song. No, you couldn't get that one. All right, you got three and you got the win. Blinded by the Light, Hanging by a Moment, Naughty by Nature, Cake by the Ocean, and Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
That's a meat, yeah.
That was a tough one. Bye, bye, bye. Second word was bye in all those. Tough, but you got the win.
I like to eat meatloaf a lot. Made a good meatloaf.
Not listen as much to meatloaf?
Not so much.
You heard, you know, you've recognized the little riff, though, at the beginning of the song.
That song so much that I blocked it out, I think.
It's not dance. It's not dunce. It's just dunce.
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 Cake by the Ocean.
Dunce.
I think I know that song. Cake by the Ocean.
Yeah, you
think,
absolutely know
I think
that
Taylor
song.
Likes
I
it.
I keep on hoping. Cake by the Ocean. Yeah.
Dunce.
Dunce.
But if there's an E there.
Yeah.
Oh.
But there's no A. So it's just dunce.
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 All right. Feels good. I'm on a good little streak.
All right, you got the
here.
Win. James, thank you for playing. Tough category. Rolling. Thank you for getting rid of it. It had been sitting there for about 2 weeks. No one wanted to try. That's tough. I mean, the word buy doesn't give you a whole lot to go by.
Coming
in that
up
category.
Tomorrow. The. A. Each title
you have to
has
say D-N-C-E.
Oh, D-N-C-E.
D-N-C-E, not dunce.
Dunce.
My bad.
All right.
All right, we'll come back.
People hate vowels so much.
San Diego State, another very San Diego State-ish game. They're kind of all looking the same, at least at home, and it's working for Sean Lewis, but could this be it? The rumors are starting to churn that Sean Lewis may be gone.
Oh, You're kidding. I didn't see this.
The next couple of weeks from San Diego State. Yeah, I will let you know what they are saying.
May not even be going that far.
No, very close. Two California schools actually may be interested in Sean Lewis right now. That's coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe.
That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Got a biggest fan announcement coming up at the top of the hour. Stay tuned for that. First, this hour on The Fan brought to you by Toyota of Poway. It's the season to save at Toyota of Poway. Voted San Diego's number one Toyota dealer by USA Today. The Black Friday sales event is on with brand new Toyotas in stock and ready to roll. Hurry to Toyota of Poway or toyotaofpoway.com and drive home happy this holiday. All right, we will talk about the rumors swirling around San Diego State football coach Sean Lewis right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Well, it's the great catch-22 of being a non-Power 4 conference school. You hope that your team finally gets the success you've been craving, maybe even threatens to make that college football playoff. But the second it happens, or even comes close to happening, you are then at risk of losing the head coach who helped make it happen.
Indeed.
After just, one-plus season now as head coach at San Diego State and putting together a 9-2 record after a 25-3 win over San Jose State on Saturday night, the rumors are starting to fly that Sean Lewis is potentially a hot candidate at not one, but now two California schools in the Power Four. The first one that's been going around for a few days, UCLA. Of course, they fired Deshaun Foster long ago and have been going with an interim head coach, but are looking for a full-time hire and likely will do so soon after their final game against USC this weekend. Get a new head coach in place and could be Sean Lewis. There's certainly talk around that. And then just yesterday, the Cal Golden Bears fired Justin Wilcox as their head coach after 9 seasons. Of course, San Diego State beat Cal 34-0 earlier this year. So, you know, can't beat them, you know, steal their coach sort of thing. And he is also quickly rumored as one of the candidates potentially at Cal. So, I mean, you could have one decent season under Sean Lewis and once again being start over this process of looking for another head coach. Just like when Brady Hoke came, remember the first time, Paul?
Yeah,
he had a bad first season, and then he had a great second season, and Michigan hired
Michigan,
him.
Yeah.
And he was gone. And, you know, then Rocky Long stepped in and did a really good job for like a decade as the coach, but he didn't have really aspirations of going anywhere else. Sean Lewis,
didn't he
younger
go somewhere
guy.
Else, though? Rocky Long?
He took a coordinator position. Yeah. Like New Mexico,
he just wanted to get away from being a head coach.
Got
and
it.
Then went back to New Mexico. But, you know, for Sean Lewis, he's still a young guy coming up in the world in college football. And, you know, this is his second head coaching job. He left Toledo to become the offensive coordinator for Dion at Colorado, then got the job at San Diego State. But this is probably a stepping stone job for Sean Lewis, if we're being honest. If he does well, this opens the door to much more money and a much higher profile gig at another school. Now, will you be successful if you go to UCLA or Cal right now? Neither program, both programs are just completely in the tank at the moment, but they're, you know, well-funded schools and bigger conferences with way more TV money that San Diego State can't really compete against if they go after a guy like Sean Lewis with all of their resources.
Yeah, you have to. I think that's what you get into that business for, is to coach as high of a level of football as you can. Certainly not a knock to SDSU. It's just where they are. It's who they are.
Catch 22 is the perfect way to define it.
That's right.
Because it's a huge factor in why I just don't have a high level of interest in the San Diego State College football, my alma mater's football program.
Yeah.
Because you're just a feeding school to not even the big schools. You're a feeding school to UCLA.
Right.
I know they're a big school. Not in football. Not anymore.
Not
right now. They haven't been for a while. They're not good, but it's UCLA or Cal or whatever.
I mean, look at what Lincoln Riley has done. Parlayed a pretty good career at Oklahoma to steal $100+ million from USC.
I mean, he did it at Oklahoma, which arguably is as big of a school as it gets.
What did he
And then
do,
failed
though?
At USC.
There's, he won 10 games.
There may be more wrong about USC than Lincoln Riley at this point, because he's not the first to fail. And, you know, they may need to kind of...
Well, they had Clay Helton,
right,
which was a stopgap. And then they went out and they spent the big money on Lincoln Riley. And old Howdy Doody has done nothing to deliver for that school. Nothing.
Lost to Oregon this weekend.
I'm seeing,
had a chance this weekend and came up short again.
And I see SC fans, there's still that faction of SC fans. No, next year is the number one class. He'll figure it out. They've been saying this for years now. As that guy is making double-digit $1 million, that program is nowhere near where it was. They're not a feared program at all, and he's not the guy. But like, look what is possible for a Sean Lewis. Like, Sean Lewis can, if you can go turn around even a little bit, he's already turned around SDSU. 9 wins is 4.5 more wins than everybody thought they were going to get. That was true. The over under.
4.5, yeah.
So he just, that's in his eyes and in his mind, he's like, all right, UCLA is going to pay me double what I make, at least double. I'm in a huge market. I'm in a better conference.
And here's why he has to take the job if it's offered. There's no guarantee you can even keep your own players next
Correct.
Year.
Correct.
I mean, well, you know, Lucky Sutton. They're all the players who played well this year, they're going to get big NIL offers from Power Four schools, and you're starting over again if you're Sean Lewis. And this is really an awkward time for it as well, because San Diego State has a huge game now on Friday at New Mexico. If they win, they win the Mountain West. They host the Mountain West Conference Championship game. Yeah. If they lose, there's a good chance they don't even make the Mountain West Conference Championship game, and they're off to, you know, the Arizona Bowl or something, you know, consolation prize. It is another huge game for San Diego State. You're also trying to re-recruit your own players to come back next year at this time of year before the transfer portal opens in just over a month, and trying to convince them to come back. And now, you know, the players are hearing rumors, well, why do I want to stay? My coach may not even be here Correct. Next year. He may be leaving. What loyalty should I have to San Diego State? So,
how much, somebody wants to know, what's his buyout?
It's still big, like this year.
How many years do you have on his deal?
I think he's got 2 or 3 more left at San Diego State.
Like a 5-year deal?
But there's no buyout that a Power Four conference can't pay to a non-Power Four conference school.
Clearly. Clearly.
If they want him, they can afford him.
5-year contract. So this is what he signed originally.
So he's got 3 more years after this. And he still has a fairly large buyout. San Diego State will make out financially if he leaves, but they'll have to hire
a new coach.
A new head coach.
With a new culture and a new
bid. And start all over again with new recruiting. And you got to hire new assistants. And everything starts over.
You know, SD Activist in the chat said, so college football is just a pointless pursuit. And if you want to be a nihilist about it, my answer to you is it kind of is. It kind of is, unless you are in one of those top. Now, you're going to find the outliers. You know, the Indiana seemingly coming out of nowhere, hiring Kurt Cignetti, and they're going to have to. I think they've already extended him for a fortune, which is a good move because he's put that program.
The best you've ever been.
It's the best you've ever been, and it may be the best you will ever be. Yeah. So you have to pay that man. You are going to find. And I think, you know, a young coach like Sean Lewis looks at something like that, and he's like, all right, if I go to UCLA, I'm the king of LA. I can turn this thing around. You know, I can recruit here. I've got a good energy about me. I've got an idea.
These coaches have egos just as much as players.
Oh, 100%.
And like you said, I can fix UCLA the king of Los Angeles.
This is the problem, man. This is what always bugs me. Because you're going to find that talking head that is going to get on his or her platform, and they are going to piss and moan and up and down MF these kids. Every single year, you see it. They MF these kids. These greedy turds, blah, blah, blah.
No loyalty.
And I'm not saying this about Sean Lewis. I'd do the same thing if people were interested in me if I was a head football coach at SDSU. But I also am not going to MF these kids for taking a better opportunity. How many coaches, 2 years into a 5-year deal, are like, see you later. Prettier girl over there.
Happens all the time.
Nobody ever says anything. They just say, give this guy his check for millions of bucks.
Well, he's earned it.
He's earned it, right.
No, he's breaking his contract.
Correct. And the kids are the ones that everyone's so comfortable going after instead of that coach that sat in that room, mom, dad, put him in my hands. I'll take care of him for the next 4 years. You can trust me. I'm here. I believe in this program. I believe in your son. Okay, coach, we're going to entrust you. We're all the way across the country. Yeah, no problem. Sorry, I just got a call from Oregon State. I'm out. Now what? But everybody wants to rip on these kids all the time. Nobody ever says a word about these coaches.
Well, it's a good week.
Leaving in the middle of the night, packing their bags. Lane Kiffin's done it a dozen times.
On a recruiting trip,
signs
a
deal.
Signing with another school.
Give me a break, man. Leave these kids alone.
Brian
these
Kelly.
Kids are just playing the same game that that every coach and adult that they've ever come up under is playing.
Well, it's a good week to be Sean Lewis's agent, because whether or not he leaves, he can also go to J.D. Wicker. And, you know, J.D. Wicker's already acknowledged, yeah, we've already started talking about, you know, more years, more money for Sean Lewis. If they do want to keep him,
Great leverage.
I doubt it will be at the same price tag going forward.
Great leverage.
But you want to get that done soon, so you know your players, hey, if he's going to be back, at least you know. And, you know, Kurt Cignetti, that was a good move by Indiana. But remember, they're still getting Big Ten money. They may not be a football powerhouse, but they're getting Big Ten TV money, and that makes them a player in college football, unlike San Diego State, which is at the bottom of the TV barrel when it comes to college football.
And where's UCLA in that barrel?
They're in the Big Ten. They get Big Ten
Big
money.
Big Ten football money. You know, there you
Cal gets ACC money, not quite as much as Big Ten money, but, you know, more than Mountain West/Pac-12 money. Yep. So now it's, you know, we'll see how San Diego State responds this week. They've been great at home. I mean, unbelievable home. I think they've outscored their opponents now like 187 to 40 or something at home. But not as good on the road, which is where they have to win against New Mexico. It's one game behind them. New Mexico's playing for the Mountain West Championship as well. Huge game Friday, 12:30 in the afternoon on Black Friday on CBS Sports Network from Albuquerque, college football game of the season. And, you know, Paulie mentioned, though, that the state of college football makes him less involved, and we saw it again on Saturday night, half full Snapdragon Stadium, only, you know, 15,000-plus actual turnstile attendance.
It just feels like...
Even the winning is not necessarily bringing the fans in for San Diego State football right now.
Yeah, I've kind of used this in the past. Like, it feels like when you watch San Diego State or Mountain West football... And then you flip over to ABC or whatever, and you got, you know, Oklahoma, Missouri, it's, you know, different. Two top 25, like 100,000 people. It looks like you're watching two different sports.
It does.
It feels like we're in El Paso, and we're season ticket holders to the Chihuahuas. It's team, you know, players and coaches are just kind of coming through, and they're feeding to the bigger teams and the bigger leagues. It's just,
but like,
that's
even,
just what it feels like.
Even at UCLA, I just looked. So let's say he goes to UCLA. He just got smoked by Washington. They had almost 40,000 people there. That guy loves the crowd. He wants his, and I know it's, you know, where they play, it doesn't look like much, but like, that's 40,000 people as opposed to 15,000 people coming in there.
And, you know, the big story is they're trying to break their lease at the Rose Bowl and move to SoFi Stadium next year. So new era, new coach, started something big. Of course, a lot of people are mad about that because college football is about the tradition, not about the luxury boxes, but... We'll see what happens with
UCLA
going forward.
It's just tough to get excited for San Diego State football.
All right, so here's...
It's hard to get excited
here's
for
my Here's
nothing.
My idea. And I don't know if this... If Sean Lewis leaves, what do you do if you're San Diego State? And I would hope that Minnesota is not dumb enough, but the Vikings are having a crummy season. J.J. McCarthy's been terrible at quarterback. If they were dumb enough to fire Kevin O'Connell, I would give him whatever he wanted to come back to San Diego State and be the coach. And he might actually do it.
Ryan Lindley?
I like Ryan too, but that, you know, that's trying to keep than what you've had. I think if you hire from within,
Kevin O'Connell in the NFC Championship game recently.
I don't think he's going anywhere. But
to San Diego State,
they're having an awful season.
What about
year?
Nick Saban?
Nick Saban didn't go to San Diego State as the quarterback like
Ben's
Kevin O'Connell
like,
did.
If you're J.D. Wicker.
His family's not from San Diego like Kevin O'Connell.
You've got to get Nick Saban here.
I'm saying the Minnesota Vikings would be stupid to get rid of Kevin O'Connell.
I think they would,
but
too. Give him a good quarterback.
NFL teams do this all the time. And, you know, you have a bad season, that's
I think Kevin O'Connell gets scooped up by another NFL team.
That's probably true, too.
Very quickly.
But he might want to come home.
He's got an NFL job before J.D. Wicker can even call him.
Thinking on my part for one of my favorite people in football, Kevin O'Connell. That he could come.
I know
back
you
to
love
San
him,
State.
And you would be very excited if he were here.
I would be. I'd be more into San Diego State football. I'll tell you that. All right.
What about what would Nick Saban do for you? A lot.
A lot. We can't afford it.
I'm not going to. Yeah. So quit asking.
Good answer, Nick. Good answer. We got a Rattle Report. We got a biggest fan announcement coming up to start hour number four. Next with Ben Woods, Paul, San Diego State's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.